I call this meeting the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect, it is 1:40 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th. Present in the room today are Senator Yunt, Senator Rhea Jackson, and myself, Senator Dunbar. We have two items on the agenda this afternoon. First is a second hearing on Senate Bill 16, Refuse Utility Regulations, by Senator Myers. We heard an introduction of this bill last week on April 21st, where we took invited and public testimony. Senator Myers, do you have any comments today? You want to come forward? It says opening comments, but I think of these more as closing comments. Do you have any thoughts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate having the bill back before the committee today with all of the former South Central Assembly folks from the Senate. happy that you're taking the time and helping move the process forward.
Very good. Are there any questions about this bill? All right. Seeing none, Senator Gray Jackson, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Vice Chair, I move Senate Bill 16, version 34, Larry Sugar 0167 /Apple from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection? Seeing none, this bill moves from committee. We'll take it at ease to sign the paperwork. Back on the record is 1:45. The last item on our agenda today is the first hearing on House Bill 216, Transfer of Railroad Land to Whittier, by Representative Holland. We heard him pass the Senate companion to this legislation in early March. Representative, you and your staff, put yourself on the record and begin your presentation.
Great. Thank you, Vice Chair Dunbar. I'm Kai Holland. I am the House District 9 representative, and I appreciate the opportunity for us to introduce House Bill 216 here, and with me as a staff, introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. For the record, Aiden Nichol, staff to Representative Holland.
So thank you again, Kai Holland, for the record. Briefly, this bill is the companion, as you noticed, to Senate Bill 191. It is a very limited piece of legislation that provides authorization under Alaska Statute 4240-285 for the Alaska Railroad Corporation to convey five identified parcels of railroad land within the city of Whittier, Alaska, to the city, subject to fair market value and existing rights. Again, you've seen this before. The only change that we have is a CS that my staff is going to introduce to you in a moment with the changes that simply makes a very minor change to the legislation that was passed in the House to provide the option, but not the requirement, that some of the land might be exchanged as land exchange as opposed to straight cash purchase that was in there. It was a piece of this. When we got it out of the House, we realized that there were some more discussions going on and they wanted that option. So with that, I'll turn it over to my staff to talk about the changes from the legislation that you're familiar with from the previous bill to what we're introducing as a potential CS for you to adopt.
Why don't we, instead of doing it that way, thank you, Representative, why don't we, I think, as we usually do, why don't we move this, the CS, and then you can speak to the summary of changes, and then we'll see if we want to adopt it or not, and then we'll go to the invited testifiers. Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee substitute for House Bill 216 work draft 34 Larry Sugar 0946 / God as our working document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'll object for the purposes of discussion. And now, yes, if we could hear from you, Mr. Nichols, on the proposed changes.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. There's just one change made between version A and version G of this document. You'll find that change, Mr. Vice Chair, in the first three lines on page 3. Version A of the bill allowed the land to be conveyed only via cash sale. Version G adds that a land swap may take place or a combination of land and cash exchange. It still requires that the assets being conveyed to the railroad are equivalent to the fair market value of the land being transferred to the city. And as Representative Holland mentioned, this is to preserve options for a deal that may take place in the future. This change is supported by both the City of Whittier and the Alaska Railroad Corporation. And with that, I would welcome the committee's questions.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Nichols about the proposed change? Or we could also ask questions of Ms. Wild, City Manager for Whittier, or Ms. Clemens, Director of External Affairs for Alaska Railroad Corporation, should the committee desire. Seeing no discussion, I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to adopting the committee substitute? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted. So at this time, I think we'll call up Ms. Wild, if she's here in the room. Thank you, Representative Holland and Mr. Nichols. So next up we have Jackie Wild, City Manager for the City of Whittier. Ms. Wild, if you'll put yourself on the record and please begin your testimony.
Jackie Wild, City Manager for the City of Whittier. Thank you, Vice Chair Dunbar. As we've previously testified, this is a monumental, vital thing for the City of Whittier. This change even, again, gives us more opportunity to work side by side and hand in hand with the railroad. This just brings on so much economic development in the future for us. We are really excited and hopeful that this passes.
Very good. Any questions from committee? I don't see any. Thank you, Ms. Wild. If you'll hang out for a little bit in case there are further questions. At this time, we'll go to Ms. Megan Clemens, Director of External Affairs for Alaska Railroad Corporations. She is here on Teams, I believe, although Teams doesn't appear to be active yet. Okay.
Yes, that's correct. I'll start with a customary check. Can you hear me all right?
We can't see you, but we can hear you, and that should be just fine. So please put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. For the record, my name is Megan Clemens, and I serve as the External Affairs Director for the Alaska Railroad Corporation. And I appreciate the opportunity to affirm the Alaska Railroad's continued support for House Bill 216, which maintain clarity about the statutory requirement to sell railroad land at fair market value, but allow the flexibility to have that requirement met through a cash transaction, a land transfer of equal appraised value, or a combination of both cash and land to meet that fair market value threshold. It's something that we think just provides flexibility for further opportunities in the future. If we look at a mutually beneficial transaction for a land sale at the City of Whittier. So I'll keep my comments brief today, but thank you again for the opportunity to speak today in support of the legislation, and I'll remain online. I'm happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
Thank you, Ms. Clemens. Are there any questions for Director Clemens? Not seeing any, thank you very much for your testimony. At this time, I'm going to open public testimony on House Bill 216. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify to this bill? Don't see anyone. I don't see anyone online. There's no one online. Okay. I'm going to close public testimony. Are there any thoughts from the committee before we set this bill aside? All right. Seeing none, that concludes our meeting for today. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, May 5th at 1:30 p.m. The time is 1:52, and we are adjourned.